everyone. Welcome to the first ever episode of the Girl Since podcast. So this is just where you meet the four of us. We do this all the time anyway. So we're gonna sit and talk and sip a little, right?
Yeah.
And we'll introduce ourselves. This is the first episode, so we're going to introduce ourselves. My name is Michelle.
I'm Alex.
I'm Gael.
I'm Bianca.
Guys, why did it take us so long to get here?
Tell me about it. I have been saying, like, we need a podcast. We need to do this. And it's
Listen.
It's finally coming together, so I'm really excited. I'm so nervous, but I'm really excited, right?
I feel like my heart is beating out my chest.
Right? We here.
Yes. Mama, we made it.
Yay. Okay, so I'm going to go through a series of questions so, like, you guys can get to know us. So our first question is going to be how we met, the story of what led this here, where it all began. Ooh. Who's going first?
We're going back like 10 years plus.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Hey, go ahead.
All right. So,
I think the oldest should go first.
I think the youngest.
Nah, the oldest should go first.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how that's crazy. That's crazy to me.
The oldest should go first.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Who did you meet first?
Who did I meet first?
Yeah.
I met Alex.
Really? You met Alex first?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I met Alex in church camp.
Church.
No, not camp.
Church.
Yeah.
You
sure Alex?
Yeah.
Because I for sure thought
I seen Gael first. Me and... Okay. Mm. Insider. Mm. Me and Gael was never cool back in the day.
Child.
Me and Gael. This is real. Yeah, let me tell you how real we about to be.
Mm.
We're so real. Mm. Gael was in a nice click.
Click.
Let me tell you something about Libras. Because, you know, September 27th.
I don't claim this one, okay?
Libras go off of energy. So, Gael was part of a click, and I was like, yeah, I'll pass. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll be by myself until I found Alex. Like, hey, Alex. And I'll be your friend. And I was Alex's friend. And we built our friendship. But Alex was friend with everybody in the tree.
She was.
Yes. Alex was
be friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Yo, so. I just like talking to people. Like, even at the grocery store, the cashier.
My God. Yo, this is why I prefer the just like self-checkout. I just go check myself out. I don't even talk to people.
That's the reason why I hate self-checkout. I want to talk to the person.
Nah, I don't need it. I just came to get my groceries. I'm beep, 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 and I'm leaving. Yeah. Like, what?
No.
I don't need all that interaction.
So after I met Alex, I've always known Gael the same amount of time I've known Alex.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another twist. So I always known Gael.
You knew of her.
Correct. I knew of Gael. I knew of Gael. Then, during my high school years, I met my Libra sister, gangbang. I met Michelle. We was friends. And then college.
We were friends? Yeah. Let me tell you what happened.
So, tell us.
We played volleyball together.
We're friends.
It's crazy how my number was 27.
27 is the number!
My number was 27, right? So, we were playing volleyball. It was volleyball practice. And I got off the phone. I got off the phone with my mom. And I was, obviously, I speak Creole with my mom. And then, oh, by the way, we are all Haitians.
I see shady.
Bum bum bum.
Say bum lavi.
Bum bum
bum. Même si ma quitte.
Bum bum bum.
Yo, je vois me tourner up you.
Hey!
Okay.
So, we met, like, I was at volleyball practice. She heard me speaking Creole. She was like, "You Haitian?" I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "We're going to be best friends." I looked at her and I walked away. That was weird.
Show me how friends are through Friday.
I thought that was so weird because the school, like, I when I moved to America, came from Haiti in 2009, moved to America, and then we lived in Jersey for like a year and a half. I did middle school and then like beginning of my freshman year. Mm-hmm. Middle of freshman year, we moved here. That was middle of freshman year, I didn't do nothing. So 10th grade, I signed up for volleyball. And I think I met her on her last year. So when I was a junior, she was a senior. And then she was like, oh, we're gonna be, I was like, first of all, I only literally had two friends that were Haitians as well. We met in French class. Mm. And first of all, when we met there, they thought I was so pretentious because I came to class with a French novel that I'm reading, not paying attention to the teacher anyway. So then,
I just need the
credit. You know, I used to do the same thing.
Literally, I literally took French class just to like get an easy A. I literally would sleep. The only time I was awake is to take a test. Mm. And the other time I was awake, I corrected the teacher. It didn't go well. So I just usually go to sleep. Because I'm like, oh, the one time I'm up and you're teaching them.
And it's wrong.
The wrong thing. That's another story. So those were my two other friends. I didn't really talk to people. I guess I was afraid to talk a little bit. So when I met her, she was like, we're going to be best friends. I was just like, who is this girl? Where'd she come from? That was it. And it was like, after I met her, she went to college. Mm-hmm. Then, like, I didn't see her for another year. And then,
boom,
we were both at Penn State.
And I was like, you're going to love Gaio.
I see her. I turn around. She's like, Michelle.
Where?
I keep walking.
What?
Michelle, I know you hear me. I keep walking. So she's like, what are you doing here? No, I go here now. She's like, oh my God, I have this girl, you're going to meet her. She's so nice, but I need to, like, you know, like...
Be cool.
She's, like, it's like they always have to prepare you to meet people. I don't know why.
No, she's like... The pep talk, Michelle. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, she's like, she's really cool, you're going to meet her. And I remember we went and we were at Commons Library. We were in like the little common area room.
Yeah.
And then I remember she was like, this is Gaia. Gaia had on red Toms,
red
shorts, and a polka dot, like a cream shirt with red polka dots.
Damn. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then she was like, yeah, hi. And she was like, hi. Like,
a little.
I know. She's like, so yeah. And then there really where I met, that's where I met Gaia in like, fall semester 2014 at Penn State.
10 years.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, yeah, that's how.
And then, what else? 2015, you guys invited me to a church event.
Please stay invited to the church.
I know, right?
Hallelujah, salvation and glory.
Honor and power. To the Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For the Lord, God is mighty.
That's how I met.
So then, hold on. And then I met Alex at church in 2015.
That's how the group combined.
Yeah. So
what? Are you really?
2013.
No.
Yeah.
No. She wasn't here for a while.
Yeah.
No. I have a picture on my phone. Oh. It's dated 2015. Like, I have from church.
It might have been when you popped in from...
It's like you would come for, like, Christmas break. It was winter break.
Because the last 2 years, you didn't do that, really.
No. Yeah. That's like 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happy that I'm all with Alex.
Well, oh, yeah, that was one thing, too. Mm-hmm. When Alex... Because Alex... Oh, let's just say... Like, but yeah, when she was coming back...
This is the immigrant couch.
Right, from Haiti, from Canada.
Brooklyn.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Talk about segregation.
Yo.
It's okay.
So, right? So then we're like, Alex is coming back. You know, like, I know, like, you haven't had any much interactions with her. We feel like you're going to like her. I'm like, wait, why are you guys preparing me to be Alex? I know Alex. And I like Alex.
You know what's crazy? While this is happening, they're prepping you. When you guys went on the cruise that you never went on,
I'm here talking
to people at my school, like, oh yeah, my friends went on a cruise together. Yeah, the three of them, they went on the cruise.
Look at you. Yeah. So it happened.
Yeah. No, it didn't. It was a fake cruise.
Now we all went on. that's how.
You explain. So who's next?
I knew Bianca and Gaia like pretty much at the same time. Mm-hmm. I was actually friends with Princess first.
Oh,
before I became friends with Bianca.
Princess is my sister.
Yeah, because Princess used to come to the church all the time, and I would sit with her and stuff. And that was when we were on Cotton Street. You guys remember that Cotton Street?
The church is still on
Cotton Street. No, not Cotton Street.
Douglas.
Yeah, it was on Douglas. Yeah,
the church.
Yeah, the church of Douglas.
We used to rent. Yeah.
Okay. Girl, this is bad.
Yo, yeah, so, that is because
my age. Boy.
So, because I think because I was friends with Princess is how I became friends with Bianca. And then, yeah, you know, Gael had her little group of friends. Gael didn't like me. But the reason why she didn't like me is because Haitians always love to compare people and pin people against each other or whatever. So I'm going to let her tell that side of the story or whatever. But I understand why she didn't like me. But yeah, somewhere along high school, because I remember our last year of high school, there was one day where you guys all came to my house. Like Gael, Bianca,
when you was packing?
And Cairo. Yeah, I think.
She was packing to go to
school. Yeah, yes. To go to school.
Yeah.
And you guys all came to my house.
Emotional day.
Yo.
Oh my god.
Yeah, a lot happened that day.
A lot did happen.
But we thank God for growth. We thank God for moving forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then, so, I don't know, like, somewhere along there, we became best of buds. And I remember, the thing that used to mean the most to me, even when I was in school, was when I would come down from Canada for winter break, and you guys would come see me in Philadelphia for winter break. And then one year, you guys brought me to Hooters for my birthday.
Hooters?
Yes,
and that
girl.
Was the year, girl, they had me quacking on a chair. So that was the year that I was really like, yo, like these are really my friends. Yeah. And then the first time I remember meeting you was at an event in New York. Like we all went to New York, whatever. And that's when I remember meeting you the first time.
That's where we met.
Yeah.
When
you said the church thing, I was like,
Her wedding. Somebody has a picture of the four of us at your wedding.
Is that the four of us? The three of you.
It's three of us?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
The three of us. Yeah.
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 I'm about to say,
yo,
who
was
missing?
When?
Wait, was that?
Wait, your wedding was in 2015. Yeah.
So then,
I mean, still in the same year.
That was the first time I met you. But we got along really well.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's my friend.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when you were coming back, these people were preparing me. She was like, do you want to, like, get a head start by going to pick you up?
To pick me up, yeah.
I was like, I would if I didn't have school, but, like, I really can't. Like, I'm not, like, I think I had, like, like, midterm or something like that. I, like, was testing and work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get off. I was like, I would go with you. But I'm telling you, these girls prepared. They literally sat me down to prepare me to meet you. And I'm just like, am I really that bad?
You have to, like, let me give you a heads up before you enter the room.
But, like, am I really that bad, like, meeting new people? I don't think so.
Silence is real, but no.
I don't think it's that you're bad. I think it's just, like, how I will go to the cashier and just, like, share life stories. You're just not like that. You just like to observe people before you, like.
And also, I like to be kind of worried. If somebody's like,
I don't mind being warned, but it's just like, it's not the first time, like, it's not the first time you guys have done this. Other people have done it as well. Like, prepare me to meet people because, like, they think, like, my face is like, I think I'm the nicest person out of all three of y'all.
All right. Let's not tell fibs.
This is a very honest
RBF.
Listen, your RBF is real.
Let's not tell fibs.
Listen.
But go ahead, Gael. Go ahead.
Tell
us how you met us.
The RBF is real.
I try.
Yeah.
All right. So I met Alex at church, and yes, I did not like her in the beginning.
That's okay.
But we moved past that, and we spoke about it.
Why, though?
Why?
I want to know why.
Well, I thought she was a goody two-shoes.
Which I was.
And they always said, why aren't you like Alex? She can read French.
Oh, yeah.
She can read Creole.
Meanwhile, though,
she can.
French is my first language. How are you going to tell somebody who's been in America their entire life, why aren't you reading and writing and speaking French?
Yeah.
Like, make it make sense.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
So the comparison, and then she was always very more active than us, like the rest of the youth. She was more active in the church, so then they kind of really use that to like try to like make you more want to be motivated, but it doesn't really work.
It did like, the total opposite. Who does she think she is?
Right. And she just popped up out of nowhere, so I was just like, what's going on?
You're new to the scene and you don't know that, like,
pop on the scene and just take it. We moved past that.
The gag is, while they were doing all these comparisons, my life at home or whatever was hot mess. So like, you're doing all this comparison for what reason?
Mm. Because you always do that though. Like, one thing I appreciate with my mother is, like, she never compared. I mean, she did start, but, like, I was like, listen, my name is Michelle for a reason. You are you for a reason. And my sister's she for her reason. Because, like, you're not going to, we're both not going to have the same thing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I feel like they do that a lot. Like, comparing. It doesn't really build anybody up.
It doesn't
up.
Do anything.
Yeah. It's going to make you resent the person for no reason. And the person's innocent.
Could have had my best bestie from time.
Right. Mm. Then there's Bianca. Mm. I knew her and well knew of her. Mm. She had beef with my clique, and I was just with my clique.
Let me tell you something.
I don't have personal beef.
No, it was just beef with nobody.
But it was just beef with the clique, and I was just part of the clique. So then I rolled with it.
Okay.
But we learned from that. We grew from that.
Listen, we thank God for growth.
We passed that. And then I met Michelle, just as she explained, on Penn State grounds.
Yeah.
And we are off Penn State.
We are. Say it again.
University.
Oh, Penn State.
It's three times, girl.
I'm sorry.
So who?
Berman University.
Yeah, no, wait.
And Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. Sorry. Yo.
What did I get myself into?
But that's how we met. Yes. Look at that.
So like we've known each other for like over 10 years.
Over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dang. Yo, I'm glad.
But been rocking really since she came back.
Yo.
When Alex came back
and then we really formed
like the group was the like group complete.
Unique. Yeah.
We had the three pieces.
We always had like a group Alex. Chat with Alex just like pop here and then.
I love that Android so much.
I need you to understand the story behind that Galaxy S3, okay? Because I remember.
Picture?
I had one.
I used to ask for my mom for the Galaxy S3 for forever. And at one point, she even came home with it, right? And she put it on my bedside table. I thought it was for me. And this was really, she got herself a phone. Ooh. And she got the Galaxy S3. And she wanted me to help her set it up.
OJ.
Yo. So OJ, when I got that Galaxy S3 for myself, I didn't want to let it go. No. I rocked with it. Literally, I woke up one day while I was in university, and the thing just would not turn on. And Danica was like, it's time.
Girl. Thank you.
It's time.
My first job, like, the paycheck was, like, $150, something like that. And my mom put the other half for me to get the S3.
Yo.
Shout out to my mother.
When I tell you that S3 was...
But at the end of the day, that phone burned my butt. Cause they kept overheating.
Yeah,
it was overheat. Like no. I got burnt.
I still never burn me.
Okay, all right.
They keep putting us together. Why? The immigrants, the glasses. Now the Galaxy S3.
Wait, I've been rocking with Apple for a long time. So yeah, never really looked back.
She even had like the iPod Shuffle, the Touch,
she
really been rocking with Apple.
She been bougie.
I grew up with Apple.
Bougie.
She was born bougie, you all know?
Yo.
She been bougie.
Okay, so now that you know how long we've known each other, our next question is going to be what we do for a living.
So I am a radiation therapist.
Whoop, whoop.
I work in a cancer center. I treat patients for cancer with using radiation. So we do various different types of procedures. So that's mainly what I do.
Interesting.
I love it. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. It has its good days and it has its bad days. Yeah. But it's nice being like a pillar in a patient's path.
Mm-hmm. That's an emotional job.
It is.
I'll be crying. I'm, like, too emotional for that.
Do you ever cry about, like, some of your patients? Or...
some of the ones that stick with me.
Yeah. Like, have, like, because I know they're doing therapy. Is it, like, end of life, or, like, are they getting better?
No, so there's curative and then palliative. So some of them can get cured, some can't. So the ones that would be, like, the ones I'd be more sad for are the ones that I find out that passed away, although they did the treatment.
Has that happened? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So how do you deal, like, what do you do to, like, get over that?
Mentally,
I haven't really done much, like, intervention. I kind of just know that that's just part of the cycle.
The job.
Yeah.
You know, especially with us being Christians, like, it's just part of the cycle. So it's not something that you can prevent. You can't beat yourself up about it, but just remembering the person.
Yo, that's...
Yeah. Like, I'm too emotional for that.
Yeah, my mother always tried to be like, oh, like, when I die, like, I want this. I was like, can we not do this? She was like, I need, like, she wants me to dress her and, like, prep her. For, I was like, I'm telling you this now. I'm not doing that. Because she was like, it's just a body. I'm like, the body is not the issue for me. Because, like, if, like, I am, I'm a chemist. So I went to Penn State. I have a science degree. So most of my classes were all bio. And, like, I've dealt with, like, doing anatomy and stuff like that. A body is not the problem for me. It's knowing that, like, whatever was in that body, the interaction that you've had with that body is no longer there. That's my problem. And she's like, no, you have to dress me. You have to do this. I'm just like, I don't think I can do that. And my sister's like, I'll do it. I was like, girl, go ahead.
We gotta change subjects. I'm gonna talk about death, dying, none of that.
Yeah, that's
so chemists, you do the drugs, or what you do?
First of all,
she said you do the drugs.
Legally, I do not do no drugs, okay? Please.
Papi, not travel, mon la, please.
Okay? Please. I work for a pharmaceutical company where we perform testing on your regular medications or, like, things that are, like, coming out or whatever stage that they are. That's not me, the word. We're not using the D word. Okay? So that's what I do. I'm a chemist.
That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah. It's really fun stuff. It's just like some of the testing I'd be doing. It's like, because I also have a second job. And that one particular day, I worked on this product. And then I went to my other job. I was giving a medication. And it was that. I was like, yo, that is funny. Because it's funny because, like, I see that medication in a different form in the lab. And then I see it in the finished form where it's, like, packaged in the packet. Like, you have to pop it and stuff like that. So it's really cool. It's really cool, some of the testing.
I love seeing your white and,
and some of the testing that we do, even though it's not, like, in the finished state, some of them do help cancer patients. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, that's really good to know, like, what we're doing is saving lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's nice. I'm a receptionist at a mental health facility, full time, and Monday through Friday, no weekends. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We love that.
So I have my ups and downs as a receptionist. Being the first person there to interact with the clients is a lot, but it's only for a short period of time. Just letting you know. I definitely did take a year off from school. I needed that mental break as a mother of two kids. Going back to school this year.
Yes,
nerve-wracking. But we shall see.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep praying about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No, but you do really well in school.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Dean list all the time. Yo.
Yeah.
This is why, like, she'll call me. She's like, I don't think I did good this semester. She's like, I made the dean list. I'm like, so what were you worried about?
Girl. You know what's the funny
Her
thing,
and
though?
Gaio.
I hate school.
But I have a note on that. One person I can say that pushed me to do so good in school was Michelle. Being around her.
So I'm sitting with scholars.
Yeah. No, being around her, because I'm not going to lie.
C's get degrees,
being
all right,
next
let me
to
tell
somebody
y'all.
That's doing good,
Yo.
And no, it's
yeah.
like, it's a
yeah.
push. It's
yeah.
a mental
it's a big push.
Like,
yeah.
she
oh, nah.
had me.
We gotta stay together. Mm. She had me in the library. Like, we were just there chilling, and I was chilling, but she was in her books, like, she was doing her thing. And
yeah.
It just gave me that drive that you need to do better. This is not high school anymore.
Yeah.
High school was... not that great with the notes. I didn't get into a lot of places that I wanted to. So being that, she gave me the push that I needed. So that's, I needed that. Yeah.
Look at that. Aww. The math quiz is over there. I remember she would come in and do my algebra problems on the board. I didn't even need to explain her anything. She would just ask that, oh, okay, cool. And I copied it right now.
During that moment, I wondered, why didn't you just become a math teacher?
Oh my gosh. Math teacher. Like, teaching is one thing.
No, teaching
you're teaching these teaching kids is nowadays. One thing.
It's like you could know it, but like, can you really teach somebody?
It's hard. Because knowing something is one, teaching is another.
Of accepting it. So it's just like, I think that's a lot.
Yeah.
So, and with kids, I love kids. Like, don't get me wrong.
Just kids, kids. You gotta say these kids nowadays. No.
Kids. I love working with kids, but teaching kids,
I was naive. But we thank God for growth.
Hallelujah.
We keep thanking God for growth.
I see that. I hear that.
That is not what he's called me to. It's not what he's called me to.
The rich auntie?
Yep. That is definitely the ministry that God has called me to.
I am currently living that life.
I bring the books.
Yes.
I bring the fun. I will pretend to do the cartwheel.
Let me tell y'all who's watching this, okay? They're not playing when they sing aunties. The rich aunties. Because when I say no, it's yes.
Listen.
My nieces will ask me to go to Target. Yes, we're going.
And I shall go to Target.
My nieces will ask me to get Starbucks while at Target so we can walk around with our Target.
And I shall get Target for them.
Because
it's right there. And I get extra points. Like,
and if you are in Target and you get Starbucks at Target and you finish your drink while you're there, they will refill it for you for free. So when my nieces ask me to make such solid financial decisions, I must.
We shall do so.
My nieces will ask me to go to Five and Below so they can pick out a toy.
That's okay.
Yes.
We shall
five
do so.
Boys, I can't. Okay.
True. My nieces will ask me for the slime at Five and Below.
Yeah, that one I'm not gonna sign in.
Don't worry, I definitely told them your mom don't like that one.
Now, I remember they kept asking for a switch. So like, mommy, I was like, no, you can't. It's like, Dad, when are you home? I gotta drop off a switch.
Now let me tell you something about the story with the switch, right? Let's say today is Wednesday. Michelle comes over the house, you know, and she goes, how come you don't have a switch? And she's having a conversation with London and Ezra. Next, you know, the next day. What day did I say it was?
Wednesday.
Today's Thursday in the morning or afternoon. How mad would you be if I come over the house with something you said no? I said, Michelle, I know you didn't get the switch. So I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be mad. You didn't get the switch. She goes, yeah, I'll be there tonight to set it up for them. Set up what? What are we setting up?
The switch.
I don't see the problem.
Me neither. I thought it was a great thing.
It's wonderful. And listen, the
reason why I thought the Switch was like good for them, they do a lot of Just Dance on YouTube. And I'm like, they can actually compete with each other and do the real thing. Because like when I had mine, well, I still have mine. When I come here with it, I set it up for like when they have like parties and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're dancing and stuff. And they're always like, oh, can we do Just Dance? And it's always on YouTube, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm dancing with you, I'm going to compete, and I'm going to win. Sorry, but
You got to
build them up, you know?
But child or not.
Yeah.
The Switch is very, very helpful.
See? Look at that.
What's your last YouTube?
So, my number one priority is being a rich auntie. My number two priority is minister.
That got you laughing for your attitude.
It's because she said that's I do. But my 9-to-5, which also includes weekends, unfortunately, is retail management. I work in retail. I'm a manager. We love it most days. Shout out to the discount. It's a really nice discount. It really is. I love that discount.
Hey, manager.
And then I also minister and preach. Some people know me as a pastor, Pastor Alex. And let me tell y'all something. I recently was at a camp. And it is a lot of work. And I wasn't even like running the camp. Mm-hmm. I was just helping and like, yo, I was so tired. On Tuesday when I got home, I crashed. Like, they should pay people to be parents.
Oh.
They really should pay people to be parents.
Say that louder.
They should pay people.
I don't think I hear you. I don't think
I hear you. I literally,
I
put my hands up, Jesus.
I went from helping with breakfast. I was helping with breakfast. Then I had to do a seminar. Then I went to lunch, helped with lunch. Mm. Then I went back to my seminar. After the seminar, right? But people see you and they always want to talk to you, want to catch up. Da, 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 da. After the seminar, I went to my car, and I slept in my car where nobody could find me because I was so tired.
Oh my!
Feel that. But yeah. We love it.
Sleeping in the car is just is the best.
It's a different
kind
of nap.
How many naps I've taken in
a
college?
A car nap
in the,
is a
in
different
car?
Kind of nap.
Because nobody's coming to bother you. Because how crazy are you gonna look knocking on my window?
Yo, right.
So you can't bother me.
Yeah. I mean, you take a 20-minute nap, and it feels like you've slept for like hours.
Especially when you have a long commute. And I had long commutes for as long as I was doing.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Oh.
For most of your college career, you had
most of my college, most of my jobs, and finally got something.
Mm. Where you're 2 minutes away.
I'm 2 minutes away.
2 minutes means a lot.
The Lord shall provide.
Oh yes,
That is crazy.
Okay, so our next question is going to be in one word, if you can. How would you describe the person to your right?
Who's to my right?
So, let's start this way. Yeah.
One word.
One word. I know, right? I like.
One word.
I thought about it. Usually they do like three or more, but I'm like, how challenging can
that
be?
Not even two?
No, let's do one.
One word. Okay.
Yeah. Oof. Now I'm thinking about it. Like, we got time.
Right? They got to make it three first.
Yeah, go ahead.
One word for Gael.
Mm-hmm.
Wandalamela. Mm. Oh my God! One word. Bright. Bright is coming to my mind. Mm. Bright.
Elaborate.
Yeah. I would say bright because Gael finds a way. Gael finds a way through everything, and I mean when I say everything, I mean everything. When it comes to food. When it comes to place, when it comes to car, when it comes to sleep, when it comes to your bed. Mm. Oh, Gael finds her. She's so bright in everything.
She gets the discounts too.
Oh, we love some compounded discounts.
Yo,
but, she's like, you need to go here. They have sale. They're having this.
Whenever I take a trip without Gael,
I regret.
Like,
what do I do?
How am I supposed to find excursions? How am I supposed to plan this? Like,
where do I eat?
You're not supposed to leave the Airbnb.
Oh
no, literally. Yeah. When I went to Texas, I was literally on DoorDash scrolling through trying to figure out where we were gonna go for brunch, and I was like, wow, if Gaia was here, or even if I had cars, she would have found me a spot.
Mm-hmm. But you could have planned out your whole how many days you went.
I honestly need to like look into a travel agent.
No, you can really do your side.
That might be a stream of income.
Listen. Never know.
And you could do it from home.
Yeah. So, I'm like thinking in my brain, trying to see what I can say.
You sound like a horse.
I'm gonna say loving.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I did not see that one coming.
Okay.
You're very loving to those that are up in your circuit.
Thank you. I was about to say, I was waiting to see, but I can see it.
You need to be in the circuit first.
If you're not, you ain't getting no love.
No. You get watched.
Oh, both eyes open.
Both eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I would say loving.
Oh my God.
This is a nice question.
I know, right? When I think of Alex, I think of, it's gonna sound really weird, but I'm going to say prayer. Okay. I have a thing, like, when Alex prays, especially when she prays, like, for me, like, I feel so, like...
She moving mountains.
Yo, like, I feel so... You know how, like, when you feel heavy, you feel, like, so lifted, so light. And it's just, like, I just love the way she sounds when she prays. It's just... It's so uplifting. It's just... It's amazing. So...
It's, like, a different part of her. Like, oh, I need that.
Like, I guess her being spiritual is, like... It's, like, my word to say for her. But, yeah, I just love... I love when she prays. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes me cry and everything.
Aww.
No. Don't cry. I did not buy the box of tissues.
You know, how we get. One starts crying and the other one.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
My word for Bianca. This is actually kind of pretty easy.
Oh my
gosh,
I get so emotional for every little thing.
Please don't.
I'm trying not to. I'm tough.
Please don't.
I'm tough.
Please don't.
My word for you is courage. Because.
I can see the glaze in her eyes.
Oh my Lord. So do I even get to explain or like this girl's holding holding her eyelashes. Alright, so just because as of late in your life
You've made a lot of decisions. I'm trying to be tough. Listen, we cannot be in the same room. My thing is, like, I see you cry, I just don't know why, but, like, I'm also crying, okay?
Nothing. It's a Libra thing.
Yes.
Listen, anybody that's listening and watching this, I am a crybaby at heart. So, it's the laughing that's making me cry. All
right, crying more. Like, you made a lot of decisions for yourself over this past year, and I find that there are decisions that you used a lot of courage to make, and you've made a lot of changes in your life, and you're still making a lot of changes in your life, and I admire the courage that it takes to make those decisions for yourself and for your daughters. And yeah, that's my word for you is courage.
Okay, so on a lighter, on a more exciting note, right? We're gonna cut the crying and all that. On a more exciting note,
I tried.
I don't know if anybody can see my shirt. Yeah, but I'm talking about me though. My shirt is nicer. I said what I said.
The shirt from the same place.
Yes. So as you can see, right, a couple weeks ago, if you're from our area, Nicki Minaj was in town.
Woo! Nicki Minaj, right? Nicki Lewinsky, Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj, Nicki Barbie. I don't even know why these girls bother at this point. Like,
I win. You lose. Oh my god. Okay, so as you can see, we went on, I think it's like, it was my, how do I say this? It was like my first time seeing such like a big celebrity, if you could say. But like, I'm gonna give all the credit to my own girl, Gael, because that hard thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, girl.
It was kind of my first like mainstream concert that I went to. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Although there was a little bit of lateness, but after that it was a good show, hands down. I'm really happy I went.
That's to be expected with like such a big
person.
They usually
aren't on time, I hear.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be the norm. Like, you have your fans paying.
Yeah, so we
had some good seats though. We was in row 2 in the 100 section.
I know, that's right.
That we wasn't playing.
Yo.
We sat waiting, right?
The
security guards right there, and then these two people come down acting like they about to go to the floor. Oh, the security said, "Let me see your ticket," and he's checking. He goes, "Oh no, you up there? Oh no, you all the way up there."
Oh, I'm like, the audacity. I mean, like, the thing is, right? You went on wherever you bought the ticket. I'm assuming Ticketmaster, right? You went on there. You selected the area. You looked at how much it cost. So you paid it, yet you coming to the concert and you going and like on the floor seat, like you didn't know you paid. You paid for the nosebleed.
The nerve.
Like, the nerve. Who are we kidding?
Who? Which is okay. Just, don't get me wrong, but
nothing is wrong with that.
They just
like,
wanted to try.
And the thing is,
why can't judge you want to try?
It wasn't just that one person who did it. Multiple people did the same thing where they would come. I'm pretty sure you knew that's not where you bought your ticket.
They tried to finesse the system, really. And towards the end of the concert, I noticed people coming and flooding our area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but security kind of gave up, so it was whatever. Yeah. But overall, wonderful show.
Oh, she went out. Everybody.
I was rocking out. I had a good time.
Was it just her or was there anybody else?
Monica.
Yeah,
Monica
was there. And then some. I wasn't familiar with her music.
Yeah.
I'm not really into R&B and stuff, but she was good.
She had the crowd going.
She looks so good for her age. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She had the crowd going. They had the throwbacks. Everyone was going.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful show.
The other two artists Nikki brought out.
They were from Philly.
Local.
They were local artists, but like I didn't know.
Was
it? Do you remember their names?
No. Nope. Freeway is one of them.
I thought Freeway was from Locke. I may be wrong. Don't come for me.
What's Locke?
I think it's like a guy group.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know.
But other than that, we also have we're Nikki fans, but we also have a diehard.
I'm a Beehive member.
Beehive member.
Yes, I am.
We all had the shirts, so she was like,
yo. So Michelle texts the group chat. She's like, oh, by the way, I'm wearing my Nicki Minaj t-shirt. Oh, bet Beyonce's coming too.
Oh, hands
down,
no
question.
They got a song together.
We welcome Queen Bee.
I went to the Renaissance tour in June or in July, July 12th. Ugh, it was so good. And then, of course, you know. On the same day that y'all went to go see Nikki, she dropped that album on the 29th.
She sure did.
Guys, I'm a cowboy now.
You're a cowgirl?
Texas Hold'em.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I'm a cowgirl.
Let me check.
I'm a cowgirl.
So, my confession is.
Confession?
Yeah.
The heck?
I still have yet to listen to her new album.
Kick her out. Kick her out.
Cut the camera.
Okay, the podcast guy is three people. Okay?
Wow.
Cut the cameras.
Yeah.
Cut the cameras.
It was crazy. I'm not a person who listens to first track to the last, but I did.
Like, you did?
I was
Beyonce, the one that just dropped.
Yeah, yes.
It was.
Look at Alex.
Yo, she's having a heart attack.
That's a good confession.
Yo.
Honestly,
I can't believe her.
No, I really can't believe.
My favorite track is Jolene.
Mm. Yes.
But we can't talk about it. So next.
It's a warning. What do you mean why? What?
Because I still haven't heard of it. Come on, guys. If some person didn't, 29th.
You literally had a whole week.
First.
A week.
One,
you had a whole
two,
week.
For what?
To listen to the album.
This
girl.
My break week was a lie.
You could have listened to two songs a day.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, girl, sorry. We gotta talk about it.
No,
I'm sorry, friend. I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
If you didn't watch the movie,
I'm not talking about
it. Listen, on our first episode, you really gonna have the Beehive come after us.
The silence is real.
You know what's crazy? I think you would really like the song Protector on there because it's her singing. It's her singing to her kids about like how she's their protector and stuff and born to be her protector. Yeah,
I'll listen to it tonight when I'm doing my
spaghetti is also banging. When she said, I'm like, I'm Thanos.
Thanos?
Yeah, Thanos. Sorry.
She's Canadian.
Thank you. English is not my first.
The only way I knew because of the snap it was about to go, and I watched a lot of
And then
Marvel.
She's like, I'm still on your head like cornrows.
Oh,
stop. And then in American Requiem, when she's like.
I said we're not talking about it, still talking about it.
When I talk, they say I sound
country. That's
country.
Crazy.
But I sing country. I ain't country enough.
Ooh.
What do you want?
Bars.
What do you want from me?
Yeah, what do you want from her?
What do you want? When she said to Jolene.
Listen, though. Listen, let me say something about it. I'm not saying. Here's my thing. I don't think. Don't come for me. I don't think. Oh my god. I don't think the album is a country album. I feel like some tracks on there are definitely country. But I don't think it's not like it's like when I hear like country, like what I was expecting. But the thing is, I feel like it's more like full or soul or folk music.
Mm-hmm.
Which no, nothing like anything she puts out, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm not saying nothing sounds bad. But it's just like I don't think it's
be careful with your words.
Yeah, I don't get the feel of a country album. Yeah.
I feel like it's more country pop.
Than just country.
Country, yeah.
Because
music is evolving so much. There's like so many categories.
Yeah. I can't say anything because I don't know.
But you see, because of that, right? The evolution of music. Why should country music be put in a box? Why should Beyonce be put in a box? What makes something country versus not?
She shouldn't be put in a box as to which genre she can do. She can do any genre she wants. But solely saying that this is a country album
is not it.
It's not. It's country pop. Because country albums don't have like a beat to it. As more to say, like, there's like a bass. Like, if you listen to Jolene, if you listen to the original, there's no bass or anything. It's just the instruments, really. But this one has like a little beat to it.
I mean, I would think it's an updated version.
Basically, yeah.
But also, you gotta keep in mind that like the kind of music she put out, she's not the first to have done it. There's a bunch of country artists who sound like that and who put out music and are considered, country artists.
But then again, I'm a chemist, not a musician. So, what do I know?
You stay my lane, right?
Yo. What do I know?
I haven't heard the album yet, so.
Go listen to it. It's really good.
But I'm doing London's here because she got a game tomorrow, her first game. But we'll listen to it.
Yeah, it's nice. I liked it. I listened to it on my drive, in my 2-hour drive I had.
I've literally listened to it every day since it's come out.
We know. You know.
Now, if Chris Brown dropped the album.
Mm.
And Megan Thee Stallion dropped
out. Shout out to Beyonce. Yo, you know her tour dates?
It's sold out.
I was so upset. Like, literally, I saw it on Tuesday.
Yeah,
glad. On Thursday, so that one said sold out.
Oh.
I was like, how is that possible?
That's crazy.
But I think it's because the venue, she's not doing a huge venue. So it's like, it's pretty
There's
cool.
a lot of people touring this year, though.
Yeah,
and it's crazy. Lot. I feel like it's...
There's like Usher touring. There's Janet Jackson touring.
Yeah, I heard that the other day.
Yeah.
Chris Brown is touring.
Yeah.
Usher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usher.
Yeah,
I feel like every artist is touring right now.
Yeah.
Or they're featuring like, oh, they're bringing out this person.
Yeah.
And then there's like the how about festivals in the summer.
Yeah. How about the J-Lo?
Okay, tell me about that because I don't know.
So I think she dropped a movie, like a documentary thing that
I
she
saw
did.
That, yeah.
Yeah, she did that. And then she also had an album. This was supposed to be her like rebranding like or coming back to music.
Uh-huh.
And like when she dropped her tour dates or like her prices and stuff. I saw this video. This guy was like, "I think you accidentally added a zero because it's like $450 for a ticket
for J Lo."
Yeah, and they're like, "Yeah,
they
like,
said
Jenny
that?
From the block."
Yeah, and the thing is, like, a lot of people were like, "All right, stop claiming Jenny from the block. You haven't been in the block for however long. Like, we don't know you. We don't claim you. So, like, stop saying Jenny from the block."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so now she's like canceling a bunch of like tours and like a bunch of dates. And supposedly is rebranding the tour. So, we'll see how that goes.
That happens when you've been on the game.
But also,
the thing is, like, I feel like she's much better of an actress than she's of a singer. So, like, it's okay to just do one thing. You don't have to do everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look at, what's her name? Mariah Carey, right? She only comes out on Christmas. And she makes... so much money
off of
just
it.
For
yeah.
this, and she's
yeah.
okay with that. Sometimes you have to know how to
she literally
it.
Goes number one every year.
Yes,
every year.
For Christmas.
Yes,
every
literally. Like,
when are we gonna get a new winter? Like, she's gonna be the winter.
Yo, the thing is, like, I think last year they had this commercial on TV, like, she was frozen, and like right after Thanksgiving dinner, she's gone. And then
no way.
And then they're like,
yo,
all I ask for Christmas is so it's like she gets frozen after Christmas season.
Another
Thanksgiving is done, she thaws out ready for Christmas.
Another reason why people are like, we not claiming J Lo, Jenny from the Block or whatever, because a lot of her music, she was using tracks from other people. Mm. Like, so when they would send a sample for the song, they're like, oh, you should sing this song, she would just record over the track itself and use the person's vocals.
Yeah, I'm not much of a. I always claim I don't know anything. I'm from Haiti. I'm not from here.
I don't really know.
All I know is like I'm from Geneva. There's another one too with Ja Rule.
There's Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Yeah, that one. I mean, like I said, she's a great actress.
I don't think I remember any.
It's just she's like, it's okay to not be a singer. Like, she does good as an actress. So I think she should stick to that.
Yeah, I agree. But we shall see.
Yeah, we shall see.
Okay, so I have a little game for us to do. I found this game on Amazon. We are not sponsored. It is called Word Teasers, right? They had many different, I guess, categories you could call it, or many different boxes, let's just say. And I picked the misconceptions. So it's just like common misconceptions that they have. And I'm going to ask the questions, and you guys are going to tell me whether it is true or not. Don't look at my card. Okay?
Yes.
So, is the peanut butter called Jif, A, Jif, B, Jiffy?
Jif.
Jiffy.
The answer is A.
Jif.
Yep. Yeah.
Cause it has the red top.
Jiffy.
And the Jif is all in red. It's like a creamy.
I thought it was Jiffy.
Yeah, oh, that must be Skippy. Yeah, that's Skippy. That's a good one.
Okay.
I really thought it was Jiffy.
Okay. My next one is a true or false. It is going to be mosquitoes can tell the difference between human blood types. True or false?
True.
False.
I'm gonna go with true because she's real confident about it.
That's cheating.
It is true, and most prefer type O over type A by 2-1. Mm-hmm. So,
that's disgusting.
If you're an A and exploring the jungle, be sure to bring O with you.
Yeah. I learned that in school.
I think I'm a type O.
I know you read it the way she said yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay, so the next one is the A and B. Your favorite caveman cartoon is Flintstone or the Flintstone?
Flintstone.
B.
Alex didn't say A. Alex didn't say nothing.
She didn't say anything.
First of all, I'm going to start answering the questions. Okay,
hold on. I was still thinking. Can we get more time to think?
Okay, I'll give you more time.
It was A?
So A, it is spelled F-L-I-N-T-S-T-O-N-S. Or B, F-L-I-N-S-T-O-N-E-S.
It's the way you read it.
Yeah.
I said Flintstone or Flintstone. Okay, I'll enunciate more.
It's really how they spell it, too.
Okay. My next one is a A and B question. Mm-hmm. Is it A, Smokey the Bear, or B, Smokey Bear?
Who is that?
Smokey the Bear.
Give me your answer. I'll tell you later.
I go with them.
It is Smokey Bear.
Smokey Bear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Given climate change, he and all of us have a lot of work to do to help prevent forest fires. You know how like that commercial that they do with like to help prevent wildfires? It's not your fault, you're Canadian.
We have wildfires in Canada.
Fine.
Yo,
you set us up for that one though.
Listen,
why you have to come for me like that?
Okay. Next one, right? Is are you snacking on A, cheese its? That is spelled C-H-E-E-Z. What's that? Dash? I-T-Z. Or B, Cheez-It.
Cheez-It.
B.
So oh, she's saying
I'm
A.
I'm saying A.
You're
I'm
saying B. 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 It is B.
Yes, finally.
Cheez-It.
Right?
Okay, thank another N B, right? Did you just eat a double stuffed Oreo? That is spelled double S-T-U-F Oreo, or double stuffed Oreo, double S-T-U-F-F Oreo.
F-F.
F-F, so B.
A.
A, Gael.
She cheating. One thing, I'm so competitive.
I'm going to say A.
That's the no
cheating. Crazy.
So you're saying A?
A.
A?
B.
B. It is A.
Yeah.
Dang, girl.
Bro, what is this? This is rigged.
It's not rigged. I didn't make the game. Okay, so another A and B choice. Does your man's Fruit of the Loom underwear label have A, a cornucopia filled with fruits, or no cornucopia?
No cornucopia.
No cornucopia.
Your answer?
No.
No?
Because they said it.
It is A.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Because, like, the thing is, right, I think there was, like, this thing going on the internet where, like, they were saying, I think they were saying it didn't have it, and this girl had, like, gone back to, like, her uncle's thing and, like, find, and, like, saying that it did
have
castle. It. Yeah, and then...
She got the castle with the doodoo stain.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, let's move on for that one, okay? We're moving on.
We can't take you nowhere!
She pulled out her uncle's castle.
No, but
castle.
I swear I have underwear and it doesn't have it.
The rebrand?
I feel like they rebranded and, like, they went with, like...
So that was a trick question.
It wasn't a trick question.
Not
like, it's been debated. I'm not debating this.
I'm sitting here at 0 points, please.
No, but, like, the bottom one doesn't have it.
It does. Michelle, yeah. I literally... But, you know what? Let me not put myself on blast like that. But...
You're gonna go home and check.
She's gonna
I know
check.
It's not
so
there.
Send us a picture. Send us a picture.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay. A and B again. Which of these candies do you eat sometimes? A, Kit Kat, or that is spelled K-I-T-K-A-T. B, Kit Kat, K-I-T-K-A-T.
B.
B.
So particular.
B.
What are you saying?
I'm going to say A.
A.
I'm going to go with A.
It is A!
Finally. Damn!
Guys,
we are all winners.
Says the girl
who's
competitive.
Right, but we're all winners. That's crazy.
True or false, right? Napoleon was taller than the average.
Oh, that's the question?
Yeah.
False.
False?
Society says he was short.
What are you saying? False. What are you saying?
Napoleon complex. He gotta be short.
Maybe. Girl, don't play with me. What is it? True or false?
True.
I
don't know. It's probably false.
It is true.
Hey, let's go.
Right? He was 5'7".
Let's go.
Slightly taller average for a man who lived at that time. Easily guard chosen to protect him were selected for their size. Which made Napoleon seem small by comparison. The term the little corporal was used affectionately to describe him. So his the people that they had around him were taller than him, so
yo.
Okay.
Chill out. Alright. Moving on. Next question.
Last one is A and B, right? The Mona Lisa painting famed for its smile has a small smile, B, a large smile.
A small smile.
Small smile.
Small.
That was a good
boy. It is me. I'm talking.
Oh, yo, imagine.
That's you. Go right to the person that made it.
Tell them to look again.
Pull it up right now.
Yeah.
Listen. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was
a
good game, though.
Yeah.
We definitely got to keep doing the spelling of it
We're going to do a couple more of these. So,
All right. So, thank you for listening in with us and sharing your time with us today. Please be sure to listen to our next coming up episodes on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, And also reach out to us on the socials, all the mainstreams. So we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, and we're on YouTube as well. So reach out to us, and it'll be at Girl Sense Pod, GirlSensePodcast.
Girl, I had to think about it too.
Wow. But you did it. You did it.
But reach out to us. We would love to hear from you guys. Anything, like, subscribe. And share
and comment,
comments, your DMs. We'll love to read anything.
Be nice.
And we will see you next episode.
Bye.
Bye.